ESP IDF tutorial. Get started with ESP32 on Windows. This tutorial will help you get started with ESP IDF, Espressif IoT Development Framework, using the command line version in Windows. Introduction. Espressif has gotten a long way with their wireless systems and ESP32 devices. Among their SDKs, software development kits, their ESP IDF stands out. ESP IDF stands for Espressif IoT Development Framework. This tutorial will help you install the Windows command line version of this framework on your PC and make you understand how to use it. You can also integrate this SDK with Visual Studio Code as what was done on this previous blog. Download and install ESP32 IDF. You can readily download ESP32 IDF, Windows installer version, on the ESP32 IDF Getting Started page. This page is an extensive guide on how to install the Windows version of ESP32 IDF. Click on the Windows installer and then download the... Follow the on-screen installation instructions until you reach the ESP IDF command prompt. Make sure you select that prompt from the Completing the ESP IDF Tools Setup wizard. You can also run the command prompt from the Windows Start button through the ESP IDF Program folder. Running commands from the ESP IDF command prompt. The ESP IDF command prompt is loaded with all the necessary paths and applications to program your ESP device. This includes a Python interpreter, bullet tools, toolchains, APIs, and sample applications. All this can be run through a simple command line. Alternatively, you can also use Eclipse or VS Code to run ESP IDF as a plugin or extension, respectively. This other tutorial will help you install ESP IDF as an extension to VS Code from scratch. However, there is another way to install the ESP IDF extension if you've already installed the Windows command line version. You'll usually need to get inside a program directory to be able to perform your desired operation. Example operations are setting a target, performing a configuration, building and flashing a program, and monitoring program execution. Usual steps to run a program through the ESP IDF command shell. Set a target chip to build your program upon, such as the ESP32. Type in IDFPI set target ESP32. You can perform a configuration on a program to customize some parameters, such as ports to use, speed and clock settings, etc. A handy GUI pops up to make it easy for you to set things up. Type in IDFPI menu config. If you are ready to build or compile the program, simply type IDFPI build. To be able to flash the generated machine code, bin or elf, to your device, type in IDFPI pflash. The port is the port where your ESP32 is connected. You can check device settings in Windows to see that port. To see debug messages while running your code, simply type IDFPI pmonitor. A handy shortcut to use to build, flash, and monitor your program onto your ESP32 device consecutively is IDFPIP build flash monitor. Video demonstration of running an example code in ESP IDF. This starts at the default directory of the ESP IDF command shell. A copy of the example code is copied to the user ESP directory. This is to ensure that the original example code is preserved. Note that in this demo, the build time has been reduced because the program has been pre-built already. Copying the example code to user directory. Performing a menu config. Build, flash, and monitor. For more information and resources such as code snippets, diagrams, videos, images, tables, and graphs, head to phippselectronics.com and look up the blog article titled ESP IDF Tutorial. Get started with ESP32 on Windows. Phipps Electronics is an Australian online electronics retailer offering thousands of products. Have a browse today at phippselectronics.com.